Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Tessa's mom's like, "What car are you thinking of driving, Chase?" And then he looks over at his mom and asks, "Can I borrow your car, mom?" And like in the midst of getting like roasted by all of these moms, he looks over to his friend and he's like, "It's going to be raging." Hi, everyone. This is Adrian coming to you from Millennial TV. It feels so good to be back and to be saying that I will be recapping Season 3, Episode 2 of Laguna Beach along with my beautiful co-hosts, Candace and Liz. So last week, you heard all about Kendra's barbecue in Episode 1, and this week, we get way too much of Chase and his band this episode. But before we go there, we're going to do something different this week. So Liz lives in San Diego, and her husband went on a cute little romantic getaway to Laguna Beach, and she wanted to tell everyone all about her trip. Liz, take it away.
So, yeah, we always, every year for our anniversary, we try to do like a little getaway. And so we were already going to be up in that area. And so we were like, let's just go for a couple days and like do that for our anniversary. So we were there for 3 days and we stayed at a hotel called Capri Laguna, and it was right on the ocean. So it actually had steps that like led straight down to the beach, which was awesome.
Ooh, the iconic beach.
Yes. So yeah, I highly recommend it to anybody wanting to go there because it was like affordable. And it was really clean, and they actually upgraded our room when we got there, which was really nice. So that was unexpected.
Please tell me that you and Kyle had a dramatic fight on the beach.
No, but I might have made him act like he was doing dramatic things for the camera. Like staring out into the waves, like, you know.
Head turn.
Mm-hmm, thinking about all of our time.
Now we just have to edit, like, your head.
That's what I'm gonna do. That's the plan, for real. I made him like sit on rocks and like look out at the beach.
So oh, I love it.
I love every part of it.
But yeah, the hotel, it was directly across the street from the Colonnade Shopping Center, which is the Colonnade sign is like in a couple of episodes. Like they show that, and that's where Beautiful Nails is located. And I had no idea that that's where our hotel was. And so like as we were pulling up, I was like, holy crap, there's the nail salon. Like it's right there. And it's also across the street from the Coffee Klatch, which I had no idea, but it's now closed. So that really was sad. Aww. Yeah. I found out they just closed in February, so it hasn't been too long that they were
closed. Is the sign still there?
No. We did find like one sign that was in like the parking lot of the Colonnade, a sign that was like no Coffee Klatch parking allowed here. And so we took a picture of that, of like, this is the only remaining evidence that it was here. But I mean, aww, you can still, the building is so like recognizable,
right?
And then our hotel was actually right next to the Surf and Sand also, which was really cool. And that was totally under construction. It's like they're totally redoing all of the rooms that like look out onto the ocean. You'll see, I've got video of it and all of that. But that was cool too. I didn't know we were going to be like, oh, it's literally right next door to us. So yeah, the first 2 days we did some exploring, and we actually spent a lot of time on the beach because we don't ever do that. Like going to the beach with kids is like awful. So doing it just the two of us was really fun to actually get to do that. And it was so nice. Like the way we see it on the TV, like the clear water and everything, like that's how it actually was. Like it was so pretty. And we saw dolphins every day, like just like wild dolphins. I know, it was so like magical. Like,
so it is as beautiful as they say, and as it wonderful was, as they say.
Aww. Yes, yes.
Is the beach busy?
Yeah, so the beach, it was really interesting because Rupert actually made me like a big list of like, here's all these places and different filming spots and stuff like that. And he named like 10 beaches on there. And I was like, how are there so many different beaches? And it's because like from the street, basically every side street, so like Thalia Street and stuff, there is a stairway that goes down to the water. And in between the like side streets, there are like big rocks that go out into the ocean. So like there's a bunch of different little beaches because you can't just like walk on a huge strip of beach because you would have to like swim around like the big rocks sticking out. So that was really interesting because like all of the beaches here in San Diego, it's like you can just like walk a mile to, you know, the next part of town or whatever. So they weren't super busy, but we were there on a Monday and Tuesday, so that was probably counted for it as well. But there were lots of teenagers. There were so many teenagers on the beach, and I was like, oh my gosh, like did they know, like you know, like they probably haven't even watched the show, but it was just weird, like being surrounded by young people on the beach like that.
That's like literally their life right now. Yeah.
Yes, yes, it's crazy.
Do you see any dramatic fights on the beach?
No, unfortunately not. I
know. I'm so disappointed.
I know. We saw a couple of like influencers like live streaming. That was kind of funny.
Oh,
of like with their like cameras and their like big selfie sticks and stuff. That was interesting.
That's gonna be us, guys.
Yeah.
Doing TikTok dances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, on the beach.
Yeah.
With our 46 followers.
Shout out to the 46.
Yes. But yeah, the town itself was really small. So like when everybody we've talked to and then like Rupert are like, it's so small, like I never thought, really grasped how small it actually was. But like from our hotel, if we walked like a half mile down Pacific Coast Highway, we were basically where all of the shops are. So like Surf and Sand and like all the restaurants they go to and everything, it was all like within a 15-minute walk like from our hotel. And then when we were like driving in between places was like 5 minutes maybe at the most, or like we could just walk from place to place. So like it is like very, very tiny, like they say, which was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a couple of the spots we went to, we ate at Heidelberg Cafe and Gina's Pizza, and we went to Surf and Sport. And then we found a couple of like the filming locations, like the lookout spots where Alex, Sam, and Jason broke up, and where Taylor and Talon had their fight when she was drunk. And we found the restaurant that used to be Pomodoro's. We took video of it from outside. It still pretty much looks the same. Like it has the big red brick wall and everything, but it's called something different now. And
do you guys eat there?
We did not eat there because it didn't have good reviews.
Oh no.
So I was like, I don't know if I want to spend our money there.
You guys should have eaten there just for like posterity's sake and had like a really weird adult lunch.
I know.
Where you called each other honey and
like rub our legs on each other. And
yeah. And you have to sit at that one table.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Like they all, yeah, they all sat there.
Yeah. We took video of it and it was really crowded. So maybe next time.
But really bad, apparently.
Yeah, I know. And oh my gosh, it was so funny. We went into Surf and Sport, and while we were in there, just like looking around, one of the guys working was like giving somebody, like they were paying for like surfing instructions or something. And it was hilarious because I wasn't even like listening to their conversation, but he was like explaining, okay, you're going to go here and you're going to go there. And then he said to the guy, he was like, and you're going to call this phone number and you're going to talk to this guy. His name is Steven. And I was like, oh my gosh, like,
oh my God.
What are the odds of that? Like, does Steven work here again?
Steven is back for the summer.
He now owns Surf and Sport.
Yeah, exactly. So I just was like giggling to myself in the corner when that happened.
I love this like fulfilling trip for you. Like this is like every Laguna Beach fan's like dream trip.
Yes.
I love watching videos of old filming locations. Like that is just so fascinating to me. And so this was like us doing that basically. Yeah. Like it is just so cool.
And to think you didn't even have to play Live Laguna Beach online. You just went and lived Laguna Beach.
Lived it myself. Oh my gosh.
Except you didn't eat at Pomodoro's, but it's okay.
I know. I'm sorry. We also went to the high school, and when we got out of the car, we're like, let's just walk up and like take some pictures of the front. And it was like wide open, like the doors were wide open. And so Kyle was like, let's just go inside. And it wasn't like we went inside of like a hallway or something, because it's all like open space, like outside area. So we walked into like the main gates and like just walked around where like they would have lunch and stuff like that. I know. There was nobody there. And I was the whole time like, oh my gosh, we're gonna get arrested or we're gonna get like in so much trouble.
And adults trolling the high school. I know.
And Kyle was like, well, if somebody comes, we can just say that we're alumni and we wanted to like come check it out. I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, they probably would have just been like, hey, leave. But that was cool. So we got to see it. And then I looked up a bunch of addresses and we did a whole little afternoon of driving around to houses. So we saw like Jessica's house, Steven, Dieter, oh my Tal, goodness. And Trey. I know. It was like really easy to find all these addresses just Googling them.
I'm telling
Wait,
you.
Wait, really?
Like way too easy to find people. It's like disgustingly mm-hmm. easy.
Freakishly easy, yeah.
Oh, you didn't even have Rupert send you those? Like, you found them mm-hmm. online?
No, you literally just Googled.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Yeah. But it was cool because, like, Steven and I think it was Talon's house were literally, like, three houses down from each other. Like, a lot of them were very close to each other. So that was cool. So, yeah, I have to give out a shout out to Rupert, though, too, because, like I said, he made this huge long list. And I feel like there's no way I would have been able to find some of these places without his list. So that was insanely helpful.
I'm jealous.
Me too.
So, yeah, I'm in the process of editing a video together. And I filmed, like, all of these places that we went. And so I'm going to put together a little, like, travel vlog sort of thing. And it should be live by the 27th. So keep an eye out for that. And we'll post about it on, you know, the socials and all of that stuff.
Yay.
Yeah. Should I talk about the hat?
Yes. Talk about the hat.
Okay. So yeah, while we were there, I bought a hat from Surf and Sport that we want to do a giveaway with. It's a yellow hat and it says Surf and Sport on it. And we'll post pictures of it on Instagram. And so we'll be making a post about this specifically. And to be entered into the drawing, all you need to do is follow us on Instagram, like the photo, and then tag a friend in the comments. And you can have multiple entries if you also subscribe to our YouTube channel and or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And then we will announce the winner on September 3rd. So there's like 2 weeks from when this episode airs to have a chance to win the hat.
I want to win the hat.
I know. I was going to say, are we eligible?
I guess I should enter.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I want to go back. There's lots of places I had on my list that we weren't able to go to just for time.
So you'd still go back with us next time?
Oh, yes. 1,000%.
We are all pulling money to stay at the Surf and Sand.
Yes. And we have to all go get our nails done together.
Yes. We have to have a dramatic fight on the beach.
Yep.
Preferably not a real one. And then we have to go eat at Ben Brown's or Bill Brown's or whatever that place is called.
The new Pomodoro's, even yes. though it's bad, whatever.
And then we'll go like we're driving to Elsie's house for a pool party, but not actually go there because mm-hmm. we're not invited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should have mentioned that I got Elsie's address of the big mansion, but we weren't able to get past the security gate to get up there. So I have pictures and video of the house from the street, but it was like super easy to spot from the road.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. It looks exactly the same.
Can't believe it. You went to Laguna.
I know.
It was awesome.
What is affordable, by the way, like hotel-wise?
I think the Capri Laguna, I think it was like $200 a night, I want to say. But that included parking, which is crazy. And they also did like continental breakfast. And like I said, they upgraded our room and stuff. So compared to the Surf and Sand, which was like $800 a night. So, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if we can stay there, but...
Oh, we could stay there for one night.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we could just tour it.
Yeah. We'll pretend we're hosting a party.
Yeah, or we yeah. can throw and a then party he can tour in the us. Room, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll see if that one guy still works there who showed yeah. up to Lauren and Lowe.
He's really concerned about the noise.
Yes.
How exciting, Liz. I can't believe you finally went to Laguna Beach. We hope we're going to get to go all together one day. This is our one day dream, but
we will.
Thank you for sharing. On to the episode. On the previously on, Tessa says that Cameron was caught between two girls, Jessica and Kendra. She says Kendra can be so rude, like how she treated her and Rocky at the barbecue. Tessa says she was bummed because Chase couldn't be at the barbecue for support because he was busy with his band. She said Chase was the only boy that really mattered to her, and with her 17th birthday coming up, she was hoping they'd finally get to spend some time together.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know.
Yeah. Tessa. Okay.
They're really hyping up Tessa and Chase, by the way.
Yeah, so they are.
You know, I kind of hope that they will be together, but not after you watch this episode.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
No. This episode, I was like, stop trying to make Tessa and Chase happen. It's not going to happen. I laughed really hard at them trying so hard to pull Jessica into the drama that she's not a part of. Like, and he's dating Jessica, but then he hooked up with Kendra. Like that's not what's happening. And it's so obvious. Like,
I have to like detangle that or uncouple that in my mind. Cause like, to me, that did happen.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's weird knowing that it wasn't like that now.
Yeah. Well, I just, it's like funny. Cause now in my brain, I'm like, Jessica was just dating Cameron. Like, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they really wanted to recreate, like they wanted lightning to strike again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't there.
In this first scene, Rocky asks Tessa what she wants to do for her birthday. Tessa says she wants to spend time with Chase because she doesn't really get time with him because he's always busy with his music. Rocky asks her how it is like to have a guy friend that's only always a guy friend. And I'm like, okay, the way she asks this, I'm like, dude, have you never had a guy that's your friend? Like, the way that she asks it was like, how are you friends with boys? I'm like, what?
I never had guy friends, really. Like,
stop it.
I really didn't. I guess, okay, that's not true. I did, but not like a best friend where I was like calling all the time or like texting all the time.
Without the undertone of like you liking that person.
Right. Like I had friends at school that I would like talk to that were just my friends and I didn't have interest in, but I wouldn't talk to them outside of school.
Right. Like hang out with them.
Yeah. I never had a guy friend that I was hanging out with or talking to or every now and then, like I would go through phases where like a guy friend of mine liked a friend of mine. And then we would talk kind of a little bit outside of school about that friend. But it never went beyond that. Like I never had like a, like, I never confided in a guy, I guess.
I have good guy friends, but I would say they're not to the level of, like, a best girlfriend. Because I just feel like, I don't know, I always feel this way that if you're confiding about, like, relationship stuff with, like, a guy, that to me feels different than confiding in, like, your girl best friends. I don't know if that is a good feeling to have, but, like, I do feel that way.
So I guess my question is, did you guys have guy friends in high school and now, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you have guy friends now that you, like, talk to and hang out with regularly that's just, like, a guy friend?
My guy friends now are my girlfriend's husbands, I'd say. Like, I don't really have any just, this is my friend who is a guy, I guess, but.
Yeah.
You same. Know. And I've, like, introduced him to my boyfriend, so, like, we are all friends now.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like, I would call a girlfriend, but I wouldn't call a guy friend just to, like, talk about my day. If that person had a partner, like, that just feels disrespectful somehow.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. It feels weird.
And it feels messed up to say that if you are just friends with that person, but, like, I still feel like that is a thing.
I know.
I was just going to add to that, that I grew up with all, mostly all boy cousins. So I consider them my friend also, but it's different because they're my family members. So there's like no way there would ever be like weird sexual tension or whatever. I feel like it is good though, because with my guy cousins growing up, I was able to go to them for relationship advice. And it was always super helpful to have a boy's point of view because they'd be like, you're thinking too much into this, or like, no, he definitely doesn't feel that way, you know, about certain situations. So I always appreciated having that, but I guess it's different because it's family.
Because it's family. Yeah, it feels okay because you're not going to hook up, I hope.
No.
Is it your third cousin?
I mean, no.
Then you have your cousins, and then you have your first cousins, and then you have... That's so not right.
I literally do have, like, fourth cousins. That I'm like, how am I even related to you?
What even is that?
Your first cousin is, like, your regular cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then your second cousin is, like, their babies.
And okay. then it would be their babies, and then their babies. Yeah. Yeah. Because I have some cousins who are, like, in their 50s. So their kids, who are my second cousins, I was close with. But now they have children, so they're my third cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
I know.
I know. I learned that when my cousin started having babies, because I was like, what do I call them? Because I was like, right. Is it my niece?
And yeah, I call them my niece and nephew.
Yeah.
Sorry, back to the episode. Tessa says that her and Chase tried dating twice before, but it's difficult because he was always so busy with the band. And then Rocky tells her, three times a charm. I wrote down, I'm like, as someone who was mortified to ever talk about people I liked in high school, I'm like shocked to see these two girls just like openly talking about who they wanted to date. I mean, Tessa specifically, but I'm like mortified for these girls. But I know that's so not a normal feeling. And I don't know why I'm so embarrassed to think about like admitting who you like. It's crazy.
I was just so annoyed because there's like zero chemistry between Tessa and Chase. And I was
what?
Like, I don't see it. I don't see any chemistry between them.
I think it's more like brother or sister at this point. It doesn't feel romantic at all.
I think she's into him, but I don't think he's into her.
It is not Stephen Lauren vibes at all to me. Like, it is definitely like they're just buds.
It's very platonic.
I don't know, man. I feel like she wants it bad, but he's like stopping it from happening.
I just looked up open air stereo because I just had to, like, because they talk about it so much in this episode. I needed to know if they were, like, still a band, and it looks like not really. And I just think it's funny because this entire season is like, Chase is just so busy with his band and his music.
I know.
I don't remember when they said it in this, but at one point they referred to Chase as a rock star. And so in my notes, I put, is Chase really a rock star? Well, I don't think so.
So their Wikipedia page is... So it has their biography, and it says, like, that they formed in early 2001. And then the next section is just 2008 to present. And it literally just goes... By 2016, Open Air Stereo had disbanded, and two of the band members had founded a new band called Half the Animal.
You know why I keep thinking they're so popular? Because I keep mixing up Gym Class Heroes as, like, Stereo Hearts.
Oh, my God.
And I keep thinking that's them for some reason.
No, Gym Class Heroes are good. Ooh.
Yeah.
But Chase is still in this band that they formed in 2016 called Half the Animal.
I mean, we get tons of open air stereo.
Oh my gosh.
Cause so
too much.
We see Chase and his band at practice at Nick G's house. And as much as I don't care for this band, I actually do think it's cool that they were like so passionate about it in high school, and that they're like, I don't know, they're really prioritizing like being in the band and practicing and going for gigs. So like, I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
It actually says here that it was that they said in an interview that it was always their goal of getting on the show to gain more exposure for their band.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
They really didn't care about the show, but then they were already filming for a few weeks and MTV eventually was like, fine, we'll put your band on TV. So, I mean, good for them.
Yeah. So Chase gets a call from Rocky, who asks if they're set for Tessa's party tomorrow. There's apparently some kind of surprise they're planning for Tessa, and they both have to lie about what they're doing and where they are during the day, and they're both, like, excited for that.
Okay, but peep Rocky's pink razor phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I saw Kendra with the pink razor later on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I still think Kellen is the hottest boy in the band.
Yes. I think so, too. Yep.
Then Rocky meets Tessa for lunch and gives her a little peck on the cheek.
So cute.
And Tessa actually looks pissed that Rocky was like 10 minutes late to the scene. But I'm like, too bad, girl, because MTV made Rocky film that little phone call just before. Yeah. So too bad. So Tessa asks Rocky what she's doing for her birthday. And Rocky says that most people are busy, but she's planning to have a few people over. And then Tessa specifically asks about Chase. But Rocky says that Chase was busy with the band, and Tessa looks really bummed out.
I know, and she's like, I'm sorry.
baby girl.
Oh my god, these two with the baby voices.
Why are you calling her baby girl? Like, I would never.
So weird. I get girls talking to their, like, crushes with baby voices, but, like, Rocky and Tessa baby voice each other all freaking day, and I cannot stand it.
Rocky's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Rocky's really bad. But yeah. Tessa, too.
I'm sorry, baby girl.
It's okay.
Oh, stop it right now. That's so funny.
You know, she has a little, like, crackle, like, in her voice.
I know. Mm-hmm. I did have that Rocky seems so genuine and nice, though.
Oh, completely.
She's, like, the greatest friend.
Yeah, and it's, like, confusing why everyone seems to dislike her so much, because she just seems like such a nice person. Mm-hmm.
Then next, we see Kendra getting ready while talking to her mom, Karen. Her mom asks if she's going for a hangout or a date. And then we see Cameron come right inside the house to pick her up, and then they head on out.
Kendra's shoes were so cute.
I wrote that down too. So cute.
Yeah, and I love that she's wearing them with shorts because that's such a 2000s look.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I did see that. And I liked her little headband.
Yeah.
She looked really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, this is definitely a date. Like, I love how she tried to make it seem like it was not a date, mm-hmm. and it was totally a date. And she turned it on so bad. And we'll talk about it when we get there, but, yeah. like, she turned it on so bad for that date. Like, she was flirting.
Oh, yeah. I loved when she was looking for her mascara, and she was like, where's my mascara? Do not make me freak out right now. That's good. Her mom was funny too, of like, you look really hot for it not being a date.
I know.
You
know? Yeah. I love cute. When they're just like randomly getting ready and their moms are just randomly like sitting there asking them questions. I'm like, cute. I would have been so embarrassed to even like, my mom would have been like, where are you going? And I'd be like, nowhere. Like, you know, like,
why are you putting on makeup?
Yeah, I'm not talking to my mom about that. Actually, fun fact, I did not wear makeup in high school at all. I started wearing eyeliner only halfway through senior year of high school. I was not a makeup girly, and I was makeup free for so long. So, like, I would have never been putting makeup on.
Oh,
like for a date.
Even for a date, though?
Mm-mm. I was not a makeup girly.
That's fair. I mean, I probably wore, like, eyeliner and mascara and powder. Well, that's it.
My sister is really religious. And, like, okay, most girls learn from, like, their moms and their sisters, right? And my sister was really religious, and she does not wear makeup. To this day, she doesn't wear makeup. My mom did, but my sister never did. And nobody ever, like, taught me. There was no one around to, like, teach me how to do it. So I would do it for, like, dances, but my friends would always do it. Like, Kelsey would do my makeup, mm-hmm. or another friend would do my makeup.
Yeah.
And Kelsey liked to do my makeup for fun sometimes. She, like, went to cosmetology school and stuff. So,
oh, that's cool.
So she would do it for fun sometimes. And I didn't know what I was doing. So halfway through senior year, I was like, I'm buying some eyeliner. And I bought some. And I, like, would put it, like, directly on my waterline because I thought that was, like, how you do it. And then, like, tried to use liquid and, like, got it in my eye and cried.
Oh, God.
And, yeah. And so, yeah, like, I had a really interesting experience with makeup. Now I wear, like, normal amount of makeup, and I taught myself. And I remember I went to Sephora and did, like, a whole haul. Like, they were so excited because I spent, like, $300 that day. Because I literally walked in and said, I don't wear makeup and I don't know what to do. And they were like, come into my web. And they sold me all this stuff. And I went home and I looked up a bunch of YouTube tutorials. And I spent like 3 hours playing with my face to figure it out.
Totally. That's how I learned how to do makeup. I like watched so many YouTubers.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we were like raised learning how to do mm-hmm. like the cat eye and like mm-hmm. all this like funky like shading with your eyeshadow and stuff from YouTube.
Did you guys ever go to Mary Kay makeup parties?
Or
did
my mom sold it.
One? Did she? Did she like throw the parties or did you ever go to one? Okay. That's where I learned to do makeup. I mean, my mom wore it, but me and my mom went to one together when I was like 14.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the whole little like, they give you a little palette of like samples of everything. And then mm-hmm. they teach you how to put everything on. My mom like bought a bunch of stuff like at the end of the party. So she bought a couple things for me, like eyeshadow and stuff like that.
Yeah. My mom sold it, but she was like the discount Mary Kay seller. Like she didn't teach anybody how to use it. She was just like, I got the goods, you know,
just
like
good deal.
Yeah. And she always had like that pink Cadillac car in the back of her mind, but that never happened. Yeah.
My mom knew somebody who did get the pink Cadillac.
That's amazing.
I know. It's crazy. Like that it's legit. It actually happens.
The only thing my mom ever taught me with Mary Kay was how to use concealer underneath your eyes.
Because we both had dark circles. Yeah. So everything else I learned on my own.
Then we see Jessica and her mom, also named Karen, talking about Cameron over lunch. Her mom basically says, Cameron is a junior and you skipped a grade? Okay. All I have to say, though, in this, like, scene, I was like, oh my gosh, Jessica looks so much like her mom. Yes! And I know we talked about it last season when we saw her on, like, the prom episode or something, but, like, they are literal twins.
The genes in that family, though, because Jessica's kids look exactly like her.
Yeah.
And her, she looks exactly like her mom. So,
yeah.
Strong female genes on that side.
Yes.
Her mom says something kind of mean, like, what do you think everyone's doing? Waiting for you? He's too cute. And Jessica says, why can't you just say something to make me feel good? Why are you such a killjoy? And then her mom tells her, didn't you learn anything from Kristen? That girl had it down. Don't get too involved. That'll make them dance around you.
I loved this.
I can't believe you said that.
I'm sorry. You loved it sarcastically or what?
No, I loved it. I loved that her mom was like, didn't learn anything from Kristen.
I thought it was kind of mean.
It is a little mean.
Not a little, a lot.
Listen, she does need to learn from Kristen. She needs to learn how to.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. She needs to learn how to not be so invested.
Okay, but you don't have to be like, oh, look at your friend. Like, I feel like that, like, you know, the comparison makes it a lot worse.
I think she was just teasing her. I don't think it was like mean-spirited.
Let me continue. So she says, instead you're sitting around waiting and worrying about it. And then Jessica says, how am I supposed to control it? And her mom says, well, I guess not get it too involved, otherwise you're asking for it. And then she kind of switches because she senses that Jessica gets like kind of upset, and she tells her, it's hard, you know what, you'll grow up and you still won't have it figured out. Nobody does. I'm like, thanks, mom. I'm like, that was a really nice ending to that.
It's sad but true, though, honestly. I mean, like,
it is.
It didn't faze me, and I think it's probably because, like, this is really reminiscent of the relationship I had with my mom. And I'm like, it's not that bad, because, like, and now I'm like, it actually kind of does sound, like, bad, like, out of context. I don't have it in my notes. I'm just like, she looks a lot like her mom. Oh my God. Yeah, I love this. She should learn from Kristen. Like, I don't have anything like negative about this conversation. And now that you guys are talking about it, I'm like, well, I guess it was kind of like aggressive.
Yeah.
So it ends by Jessica saying, I like Cameron. And then her mom says, yeah, you just don't want him to be with anyone else. And then they giggle and the scene kind of ends. And I said, it was like really weird because MTV kind of wanted it to be like cute. And end it on like a funny note, but it wasn't. Like, I thought the scene was really weird and like her mom was kind of mean, but I did say that like it's really nice to see this on TV because like it's different from that like supportive mother and daughter scene that you always expect. And like clearly we've all experienced something like this too, and like there are moments where you're just like, you don't have that like TV mom that you wish.
Right. Yeah. I'm like so like cool. My mind is kind of blown right now because like honestly, you're like, wait. Like, this is like so normal to me. Like
Cameron and Kendra are on their sushi date, and Kendra tells Cameron that Cammy was giving her shit about the state. She tells him that Cammy is the girl version of him because the both of them quote movies. Then Kendra asks him how fun the barbecue was, and she says that the best part was hanging out with him. And this whole time, I feel like Cameron just wants to, like, break out and, like, squeal because he's so happy at, like, what she's saying.
Yeah.
But he's, like, trying to be, like, macho, and he's, like, trying to hide it. But he's just, like,
inside. I have that. Kendra is flirting so much. She definitely likes Cameron. And honestly, I think they're a way better fit than Jessica and Cameron. Like, I was fine with this pairing. I was like, they're fine. It's cute. It's whatever. Like,
it makes more sense. Yeah.
So Kendra asks about whether he and Jessica are dating, and Cameron immediately says, no. Then Kendra says, a little bit. And Cameron gestures like, yeah, just a little bit. And then she tells her, we hooked up, which I'm like, ew, shut up. I'm like,
wait. And then she says, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was the most caring I don't care I've ever heard in my life. I don't care. Huge smile on her face, like trying to hide the fact that she wants to cry. I don't care.
Well, and then Cameron goes, honestly have only hooked up with her that one night. And Kendra's like, one night? Oh. And I'm like, does that make it better?
Like, yeah.
Well, remember, she doesn't care.
No, it doesn't matter.
But okay, let's say she really did like him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess them hooking up for one night, that means like he doesn't really like Jessica. They just hooked up. So like, I can get why she would be excited for that.
But see, how much of this is true?
I don't know.
Right. I think Jessica and Cameron were a couple for a little bit. I don't think it was like serious.
Yeah,
but I
for
think
a little
they were
bit.
A couple. So I think they probably hooked up more than one night.
I agree.
Yeah.
But do you think Kendra actually liked Cameron? I do.
I do, yeah.
I think so.
She did, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe not as like not as intense as they're showing it, but like I think that there's a little bit of truth in this.
Yeah.
Next, we see Chase and Tessa grabbing a coffee. Chase tells her that he's sorry he can't make her birthday tomorrow because he's busy recording stuff. She tells him, I guess you're getting big and stuff. And then he tells her he's been busy, and Tessa says, I want to hang out with you more. And then Chase asks if she's trying to make him feel bad, and she's like, nah. Once we hang out, it goes back to how it was, so it doesn't matter. And then he says, isn't it kind of weird? And then they hug. And then he says, sorry, I gotta head back to band practice right now. And then they leave. I mean, MTV is trying to sell us this relationship so hard, but like, mm-hmm. I'm not buying it.
No.
And
nope.
I don't know what it is, but I just really don't like Chase.
I don't either.
No, the only thing I noted about this scene was that I loved Tessa's lip color.
I do not remember what that was. Yeah,
me neither. I just wrote, I don't like Chase, and while we're at it, I don't like Tessa either.
I wrote Chase has no personality.
Season 3 is kind of a boring season, and that they didn't really have a lot of storylines, but I also think that like this was just a boring episode.
God, I hope so. I hope it gets better than this.
I mean, we didn't see anything happen. Like, it was literally like...
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like open nothing. Air stereo at band practice. Yeah, like, so many freaking times.
It was a plug for open air stereo. Anyways, if you want to know, Tessa's lip color was, like, mauve. But it, like, matched her skin tone really well. Like, but almost, like, purple. But, like, it was pretty.
Mauve. Yeah.
Yeah, mauve.
Like mm-hmm. a plum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really pretty, and Tessa's really pretty.
Tessa's really pretty.
That's, wait, this episode might have to be called Tessa's Really Pretty.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Yes.
Tessa's lip color.
Tessa's really pretty.
Tessa's like really pretty though. Then it's the next day, and we see Rocky and Chase getting ready for Tessa's party at Rocky's house. We also see Rocky, Chase, and Tessa's moms here. So I guess they're all good friends.
This is the most boring thing I ever watched.
Okay. Not just boring, but cringy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Chase says loudly in the middle of this kitchen, as a performer, I'd like a preferred spot in the front. And then his mom humbles him quick because she goes, excuse me? And then he's like, a performer. And then Tessa's mom's like, what car are you thinking of driving, Chase? And then he looks over at his mom and asks, can I borrow your car, mom? And like in the midst of getting like roasted by all of these moms, he looks over to his friend and he's like, it's going to be raging. I'm like, oh my God.
I don't know about these kids, man. I don't know.
I thought it was really funny that Chase was wearing a Guinness shirt, like Guinness uh-huh. beer, but he's not old enough to drink.
It's Rockstar, Liz.
I know.
I'm like, that should have been banned at my high school, but I guess they're not in school.
They're not in school.
Yeah.
He's just too cool.
Too cool for us.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Kendra's house, Kendra and Cammy are hanging out in a cabana? By her pool. They talk about
I'm laughing at the way you laughed at yourself. It was so cute. Cabana. You're so cute.
They talk about not wanting to go to Tessa's birthday party, and they mock Tessa and her laugh. And Cammy is confused about why they're invited when they literally don't talk to her. And I'm like, hello, MTV.
Yeah.
Which we now know is true.
Well, you know, there's a producer standing there being like, talk about this party that we've created. Like, you know? And they're like, why are we going? We hate her.
Like, so funny. We don't know her. And then Cammy says, why would we go anyway? And Kendra goes, duh, Cameron.
Well, I really liked the scene. I have written down that they are deliciously bitchy. Whenever they're talking about the invitations, and they're like, first of all, I opened it and confetti went everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, first of all, I get the confetti being annoying because I would be pissed too. It's like when you open something and there's glitter and you're like, why? Now there's going to be glitter like in my butthole for the next like 5 weeks. You know what I mean? And so that made me laugh. And they were just like, confetti went everywhere. Like, so lame. I just, I again, deliciously bitchy. There's like no other way for me to describe them in this scene except for that. Like, I just thought the two of them, and normally I find them a little over the top mean, but in this episode, for some reason, they were so hilarious to me. Like, I still think the party last episode was a lot. to take in. But I'm wondering if during this rewatch, I will kind of like soften towards them because they were really funny to me. And I was like, that's funny. Like, that's like, it just seemed like a high school, like they're just being bitchy, high school bitchy. I don't know.
I'm not quite there yet. I still think they're being kind of mean, but maybe in this rewatch, we'll feel like they're just talking shit amongst girlfriends and not really being like,
that's how itchy. I feel. Yeah.
It feels like they're just in this episode, and I'm just isolating this episode because I don't know about the other ones yet because we're not there yet. But in this episode, I feel like it's just two girls talking, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
But again, this is isolated. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet.
We're only on episode 2.
Yeah.
Yes. I also loved all the magazines that they had. And there was one point where they're like trading. And they're like, do you have the Cosmo? And like, it was so, it was everything.
It was so 2000s.
But seriously, if you're going to invite me to something, do not send an invitation with confetti or glitter.
People just shouldn't do that in general. Just don't.
Okay, but confetti though, who cares?
You have to vacuum.
Glitter, I get.
You still have to clean it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I vacuum like once a year.
Maybe not something you want to say on the pod.
It's a joke, okay? I vacuum a lot more than that. I have a rabbit. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get the vacuum out for that confetti.
Yeah, that's fair.
No.
Back at Rocky's house, open air stereo is setting up for the party. I don't know how many times we're going to see this freaking band perform or be at practice this season, but I'm over it. Okay, I'm over it. We also meet Alex, who is Rocky's boyfriend, who is such a babe, you guys. Like, okay, we don't have the same taste in men, but do you guys think he's handsome or cute?
Yes. Yeah.
Liz?
He's not my type.
Oh my god.
I always remember thinking that their relationship was so cute, and I was so upset when it inevitably disintegrates. But
same.
Yeah.
But he's completely like dethroned Kellen. He's taken over like all the season 1 and 2 guys for me. I just think he's so cute.
Oh my god.
That is my type.
He's season 3 cute.
No. He's like,
I still think Kellen's
just
cuter.
So
cute. Kellen's cuter.
Then people start arriving, and Rocky is getting all excited and nervous, being the best friend that she is. And then we see Cameron, Kellen, and Kendra Cammy at the party, even though they said they didn't want to come. And then Rocky shouts, one more minute till Tess is here. And I was like, holy crap, she gathered so many people at this house, because there's like more than 30 people here, I feel
like.
It's
like the entire school.
Yeah.
100 people.
Honestly, it was definitely planned by MTV.
Yeah. I'm like, there's no way she knows all these people.
No.
She knows like 10 of these people,
I
probably.
Know. And she hugged exactly like 3 people.
Yeah. This was just a concert for them. This wasn't a birthday party.
Totally.
That's how it felt.
While everyone's waiting for Tessa to walk in, Kendra says loudly, I smell body odor. Who smells? Stop looking at me. And then Rocky turns around to hush them, and I could feel her wanting to smack the shit out of her. And I'm like, go, Rocky. Then Tessa walks in the door and everyone screams, surprise. And it genuinely looked like she was surprised.
She looks like she's about to shit her pants. And I mean, it's a lot of people, and she probably doesn't have that big of a group of people around ever. Like, because I don't, you know,
or
what I mean?
Or that many close friends that you would expect at your birthday.
Not like that.
Her reaction would have been my reaction. I would have been like, what? Who are, what?
Well, that only lasts for so long, because then everyone's like, let's go downstairs. And then open air stereo starts to perform.
Okay, why are they shirtless?
Like immediately.
Oh my God. I'm like, why did a shirt come off mid-performance? This is a high school party. Chase brings Tessa up on stage to sing her happy birthday. I'm like, cringe, because this is like someone's basement. They're fully set up to like have a full performance. Not only that, but they're all shirtless. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I don't know if this happens at the same time in real life, but while they sing happy birthday to her, the mean girls leave.
I love that they had them leaving as they started singing.
It didn't look like a very fun party.
No, and it did look stinky and smelly. It was probably really loud in that basement.
It was very packed.
Yeah.
And if I was Tessa, I'd be like, why did you invite everybody that I don't know, and also Kendra and Cammy? Like, I know why they were invited, of course.
Right. Yeah.
But if I hated them that much and they were that mean to me.
I know.
Like, I don't want them at my birthday. That's just weird.
I know, but they're just nice people. That's what it is. Like, they just can't say no.
I mean, I'm nice and I still would have been like, no.
Maybe you're not so nice.
What?
Then we see Rocky and Tessa at the house the next day talking about the party. Rocky tells her that it looked like she walked into the wrong house, and Tessa says she's always wanted a surprise party. She says that she could feel Chase's energy when he sang happy birthday to her because he kept looking at her. And Rocky's being like the nicest friend ever, because she's like, yeah, like the way he was looking at you was like, oh yeah, like it was something special. Gosh. And then Tessa tells her they're going to dinner tonight. Then we see Chase and Nick G at, surprise, surprise, band practice again. Was it even band practice? I zoned out. What were they doing?
No, they were playing pool.
Yeah. It's on Nick
G's house. That was my one note, was that they really suck at pool.
I have, the only note I have for both of these scenes is that they're really pushing Tessa and Chase right now, and I'm not feeling it.
Oh, totally. So Chase tells Nick that he's been best friends with Tessa for a long time, and not being able to tell her about the surprise party was one of the most difficult things he's had to endure, guys.
Like, so hard.
The most difficult.
How did he get through that?
What a difficult time for him.
I know.
Honestly, if he wants to come on the podcast, that is my one question. How did you get through not telling Tessa about her...
You're so brave in that moment.
You were so, like, holding that back from her must have been so hard for you.
What did you do to get through it? Next, we see Kendra and Cammy, and they talk about how they were glad to leave the party early. Cammy says, I can't believe there were so many people there. I bet most of them don't even talk to Tessa. I mean, I was there. I don't talk to her. And then she looks at Kendra. She goes, would you ever do that to me? Invite a bunch of random people to my surprise party? And Kendra's like, no, but then again, I'd never throw you a surprise party.
That was one of my favorite lines. I thought that was so funny. I'm like, at least she's honest.
Yeah. And Kendra's also holding a pink Motorola Razor, which I thought was really cute. Mm-hmm. Cammy says that Rocky's outfit choices are bad. And she says, do you not own a mirror?
I know. I literally have written, oh my gosh, do you not own a mirror? Oh, Cammy. Oh, Kendra. So funny.
And then Kendra says that Rocky had a 6-inch belly button ring that she apparently touched at the party and told her, that's cute.
Again, I just thought they were so freaking funny this episode. Like, they're so deliciously bitchy.
See, I do think it's like mean, but I'm like, I wrote in my notes, I'm like, have I never said any of those things when I was with my girlfriends or when I'm like with my sister? Like, no. I definitely have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't be doing it on camera, but
exactly.
Props to these girls, I guess.
But yeah, I mean, they're doing what everyone does behind closed doors.
Totally.
Yeah.
Then Tessa and Chase are at dinner, and Tessa thanks him again for her birthday. She tells him he was so good to her when she was sick. She says he's the only one that came to see her, and she was so scared for people to see her. And she says, I don't know what I would have done without you, but I really needed to see you. And he says, I wouldn't have it any other way. His phone rings during the dinner, and he picks it up and says, I gotta go, because my band needs me.
Gosh.
And it was a wild line.
Was it?
Yes. They're not showing him at all, and all of a sudden you hear, I gotta go, the band needs me. Mm-hmm. And it's like super like imposed over that scene. And they definitely fully finished their meal before leaving. Like their table was empty. So that's how I know it was a wild line, that he did not leave that dinner. They finished dinner. He just got a call.
But the way that they make it come across like that, I'm like, is he like a doctor on call for the band? Like, sorry, I gotta go right now.
I know.
Just like
pushing
stop.
The narrative that he's too busy for a girlfriend.
Right. But that it's the band calling.
Like, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I gotta go. The band needs me.
Yeah.
Like, what do they need you for?
What do they
for?
Need?
Yeah,
can like, they wait an hour?
Like, band practice? Are you late? Like, what's happening? Yeah. Did you get a surprise gig? Do you
band
have two
emergency.
Minutes to make it down to the House of Blues? Like, what's
on the TRL, guys?
That would be understandable. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, they couldn't come up with a better wild line than, I gotta go, the band it's needs the band. Me.
Well, and then they cut to her being, like, so unhappy after she said that.
But, yeah, they fully finish their food. She has a doggy bag. He does not when they're walking out.
Mm-hmm.
And their table was clear when they got up. I am not being fooled by you, MTV. This was fake.
This scene also actually gave me a lot of insight into why Tessa's so into Chase. Because, like, if she really were that sick and, like, had the, what was it, like, sores on her body, like, you would be really, like, self-conscious about people seeing you that way. And if, like, he was the only one that saw her and he didn't, like, you know, react badly to that, like, I can see why she, like, likes him so much.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
Despite him being very seemingly avoidant or absent. Because he's, like, trying to pull away at every single second.
The band needs him.
Band comes first.
Oh, my God. So, final thoughts. Tessa is so pretty.
So pretty. Tessa is really pretty.
And I cannot stand the baby voices on Rocky and Tessa.
I'm sorry, baby girl.
It's okay. Favorite outfits.
You guys, I really failed at this because I just said Kendra's shoes.
They were really cute shoes.
When
that's
I went
okay.
on a date with Cameron, it wasn't the whole outfit. I mean, I did. The shorts were fine.
Mm-hmm.
But those shoes, they were just so cute. I would wear them today.
I said that mine was when Rocky and Tessa are having lunch. I thought that Rocky looked really cute. She had like a cream-colored top and white shorts. I just thought she looked really pretty in that scene, but nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really liked Kendra's, like, whole outfit when she was at Tessa's birthday, because she had, like, she put her hair in a ponytail, but she, like, bumped the front, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she had on, like, I don't even know what you call that. It's not a halter top, because it, like, does halter at the top.
Out, right? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call that?
I don't know.
It's still a halter.
Okay.
Yeah.
But gorgeous. I love that so much.
Yeah.
You guys remember how badly you wanted to wear halter tops when you were younger?
Yes.
My mom, like, okay, no. Tube tops and halter tops were like a no-no. And I remember me and Kelsey would, when we were like 10, we would dress up in her older sister's clothes because her sister had like tube tops and halter tops. And then we would like go walk around the block and go to like the convenience store by her house and in tube tops and halter tops and thought we were like the shit. And my mom would have like killed me if she ever caught me like walking to the convenience store in a halter top or top.
I still never owned a tube top to this day.
My mom was the cool mom and she let me wear all that stuff. So
I'm so jelly. I know. Yeah. Did she let you wear camis?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My,
I'll never forget. It looks like you're going to bed.
I wouldn't wear those to school, but like in the summertime and stuff, she didn't care. Yeah.
She was like, I think when she said that, she meant like it looked like I was like going to go like sleep with a man.
Yeah, like lingerie.
Yeah. And like, I was like, I was too stupid to like understand what that meant. Mm-hmm. But she was always like, you look like you're going to bed. And I was like, they're not pajamas.
Oh, you
like,
took it as pajamas? Yeah. Like,
she was definitely talking about like it looks like lingerie, but it was like whatever. And she's like, you can shop at Forever 21 when you're 21.
Oh my gosh. You know,
okay, favorite moment.
So if you guys remember in the first episode when I pointed out when Cameron threw the golf club on accident.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was another like weird sport moment in this one when they were playing pool. And it was when Nick G and Chase are playing pool and Chase tries to look like really cool and he totally flubbed hitting the ball with his cue stick and it like went up in the air and they both were just like, like at it. So I just cracked up at that and now I'm like, it's my goal to find like a really bad sports moment as much as I can in this season because I feel like all these guys suck at sports.
Yes.
So, yes.
Probably Kendra saying that she would never throw Cammy a surprise party.
That was really funny. If I had to pick one out of all the very riveting scenes in this episode, actually, I just said it was really sweet to see how Rocky like was genuinely so happy whenever she was talking about Tessa or like planning her surprise party. I feel like that kind of genuine happiness for a friend is like, not only difficult to find, but like you don't find people expressing it that way.
That's true.
I wonder if they're still friends.
I hope so.
We'll never know. Mm-hmm. Okay. For all the listeners, Candace did a very deep, 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 deep dive to find all of these people. Liz actually found exactly where Rocky works.
It's where she goes to church too. Yeah, so it's not like I just found an office building.
Yeah. And we are contemplating reaching out to her at her place of work / worship.
Yes. Is that weird?
Not in a weird way.
I don't know.
Just gonna give her a letter.
Yeah. A handwritten letter.
Or leave it at the front desk for her and just say we're big fans and we would love to have you on the podcast.
Tell us if that's weird, you guys. No, really. Tell us.
Okay. We have gotten interviews with a lot of the cast, and the way that you do that is by reaching out and doing things like this and kind of doing deep dives and finding email addresses and fun stuff like that. So I feel like it's not that weird. And I mean, you know, she would just have to say thanks, but no thanks.
Exactly.
If she didn't want to do it. But I think, and tell us if we're wrong, I think that you guys would love to hear from Rocky.
Yeah, really. You guys tell us whether you think it's creepy or not. Yeah. I think it's creepy. I would be scared if that happened to me. So I'm like, guys, don't do it. But
do I come across as scary, though? Like, I'm not.
No, but she wouldn't know you, Liz.
I know, but I'll put a picture of us in the envelope. Wait, should I put confetti in the letter?
No confetti, no glitter.
And glitter.
Yeah.
Our followers are going to be like, they're creepy. We're not
what
listening
the fuck
to
are
this
these
anymore.
People,
I know.
Yeah.
But I will pose this to the listeners. What do you guys think about season 3? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Who's your favorite? What do you like most about the season? So we can focus on that.
But we know a lot of people on Reddit love season 3. So if you are one of those girlies, let us know what you loved about season 3. Yeah.
Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hated. Tell us who you love. Tell us who you would love to hear from.
Yeah.
Drop us some lines.
Thanks for listening and tune back in next week. We have a special guest, Lizzie's husband, on the pod with us next week.
It's going to be fun.
We're very excited.
Lizzie
and
Kyle sitting in a tree.
Bye, guys. We hope you enjoyed our episode. We are so happy to have you join us. We have one request this season. If you know someone who loves Laguna Beach or think they might enjoy our podcast, please help us spread the word and link them to our podcast because we love seeing our community continue to grow. You can follow us on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, Reddit, or email us at millennialtv@gmail.com. All right, thanks for listening. Catch you later. we are donezo.